Michael Skakel is waiting for a ruling in the appeal of his murder conviction. The cousin of the Kennedys was found guilty in 2002 of killing Martha Moxley. The killing took place more than 25 years ago. His defense charges that the prosecution is guilty of misconduct during the trial's final arguments. Prosecutors presented a dramatic multimedia display, and Skakel's lawyers call it a made-for-conviction movie that fabricated a confession. Diane Orson reports from member station WNPR.
The high-profile trial of Michael Skakel has been called one of Connecticut's first digital prosecutions. Lawyers for the state used a customized CD-ROM to help present evidence throughout the trial. Then, during closing arguments, prosecutors delivered a high-tech audiovisual presentation. It included a taped interview with Skakel's voice, recorded by an author he'd hired to ghostwrite his autobiography. Skakel talked about the night of Martha Moxley's murder. During final arguments, Skakel's voice alternated with the prosecutor's words. Graphics flashed on a screen. Here's the tape the jurors heard.
I was like, oh, my God. Did they see me last night? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, and I remember just having a feeling of panic. Like, oh, shit. You know? Like, my worry of what I went to bed with. Like, maybe, I don't know. You know what I mean? I had a feeling of panic.
As Skakel spoke, jurors read a transcript projected on the screen. Keywords turned red and exploded in size. And each time Skakel said the word panic, the prosecution flashed a crime scene photograph of Martha Moxley's body found dead under a tree.
It's that juxtaposition and the stunning effect that that juxtaposition had that the defense is truly objecting to.
Quinnipiac University Law School professor Neil Feigenson co-wrote an article about the Skakel media presentation for Criminal Justice magazine.
In that bit of the audio recording, he says, I had a feeling of panic. Now, those words are ambiguous. According to the prosecution, of course, what Michael Skakel felt panic about was the prospect that they had seen him kill Martha.
Feigenson says prosecutors used the photo to clarify their interpretation of Skakel's words. But Skakel's attorneys say the audio tape was deceptively edited and taken out of context. They claim Skakel was referring not to the murder, but to an entirely different event. Criminal defense attorney and University of Connecticut professor Todd Furno says if he'd been Skakel's lawyer, he'd have vigorously objected. Furno says the rules for presenting evidence aren't geared for the powerful impact visual images can have on jurors' emotions.
Until social scientists do some kind of studies on whether or not individuals can be misled by the MTV approach to reality, we won't be able to develop those rules coherently.
But Feigenson says each part of the video shown during closing arguments had already been admitted into evidence by the trial judge.
Vivid, yes. Intended to be persuasive and emotion-grabbing, yes. But it seems to me to be entirely within the range of what lawyers, both defense lawyers and prosecutors, are entitled to do with summations.
Lawyer Hugh Keefe teaches trial practice at Yale University. He says lawyers have always searched for the best ways to present evidence to juries.
Because courtrooms, contrary to public opinion, can be terribly boring places, and trials can be terribly boring. So an issue for trial lawyers always is how to sex it up.
And he says lawyers, like society around them, will increasingly use visual communication to win cases. The federal rules of evidence offer little guidance on the fair use of technology in court. The Skakel case could set a precedent if Connecticut's Supreme Court chooses to address the issue in its decision. A ruling is expected later this year. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven.
Some of the visual displays used in the Skakel trial are at npr.org.